Hi, welcome to my podcast, Absolute Parenting, the shit no one tells you. Episode 12, weaning. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe, follow me on social media, or share it with anyone you think will find it helpful. When I was planning on what to do for this podcast, episode 12, I wasn't actually sure if I wanted to do one on weaning, just because I didn't feel I had a lot to say on this topic. I considered myself to have had quite an easy ride on the whole weaning eating thing. However, I have decided I will do one just so I can tell you about my journey, what I did or didn't do. Also, I can tell you some of the things that I have seen from other mums, which I felt I have learned from. If you can take anything from this podcast, then great. If not, I apologize in advance. I found weaning to be the most relatively easy part of parenthood compared to anything else. But I am fully aware that there are parents out there, you know, who have had a really tough time or still is having a really tough time. I am not here to brag about how easy it was for me. I am just literally here telling you what I did or didn't do and just sharing my experience. So here it goes, weaning. I was rather excited to wean daughter number one because she had reflux. I was sick and tired of her puking up after every single feed. In the UK, the advice is do not wean them until they are 6 months old. And you know what? There wasn't really enough evidence to back this advice, in my opinion. Therefore, I just went a bit rogue and thought, fuck this, because I am in hell. And if other mums from various forums are saying wean a reflux baby at 4 months is okay and it worked for them and their baby, and their baby is now like 5 years old and they're still alive and healthy, you know what? I am all for it. And I class that as a win. And remember, parenthood is all about survival. How and what do you have to do to survive? I'm not going to lie, there is some very confusing advice out there in the World Wide Web. And everything is just advice. And it doesn't mean it will all work for your baby. Therefore, in the end, I gave up researching and just thought, fuck it, I will go with my gut. So I got her some of those fruity pouches to start with, give her a few spoonfuls before giving her milk, because at the beginning stage of weaning, I guess, you know, their main source of food is still milk and food is more like a substitute until they get used to it and until they're bigger. I had zero clue on how much to give her, if I'm being quite honest. So I kind of just gauge her reaction before deciding how many spoonful to give her. Normally, I think it was about, you know, somewhere in between 5 to 8 small spoonful. Then it was more milk because obviously milk keeps them hydrated as well. As she got bigger and I can see she is more into different flavors, I was giving her more and more spoonfuls, of course. After a month of trying her on different pouches available to buy in all the supermarkets, I felt ready to start making her my own puree. I didn't go down the make your own route straight away because, well, I was just too damn lazy, to put it in a really simple term. I thought to make her the tiniest amount of puree, I mean, I have no idea how much ingredient to put in. I know I can freeze them, but I didn't want to like end up just freezing a mountain of puree. Plus, I really didn't have enough like freezer space for that. I also thought, since I am only trying her out on different flavors, let's just buy the stuff and just buy a range of the stuff. And they come in small pouches anyway, which is perfect just to keep her trying new flavors every other day. I wanted to gauge what she likes before committing myself to make my own puree. And let's face it, I don't have that much time to do that, you know, to do all this trial and error thing. Bearing in mind, she was only 4 months old, so I was still waking up at night to do the night feed. Therefore, I did not want to waste my time on making puree, stressing myself out when I really don't have that much time in my hand. And let's face it, they are created for a reason, right? They are created for convenience. And that is also what I call parenthood hacks. So, what did I make for her to start with? Well, it really was the case of boil vegetables and blend them up a bit so she's still getting a bit of texture. I never used to add salt, so it was just as it is. I tend to stick to veg only or fruit only and never mix the two together. I'm not saying you can't do that. And you know what? I am no expert with this sort of thing. But it was just what I felt was the right thing to do and what I felt comfortable with. Plus, you know what? I am no Michelin chef, so I wasn't sure how to mix veg and fruit together so they taste nice and actually edible. I mean, let's face it, I want my child to actually like the food I am producing and not put her off food for life due to my shit cooking and the inability to put flavors together. Therefore, yes, in a nutshell, I played safe. Once I got comfortable with the whole puree thing, I then introduced congee. Again, with my Chinese root, congee is a very Chinese way to cook rice. I think every single Chinese baby probably was brought up with congee. So of course, you know, I wanted to try that with my daughter as well. I certainly used to have it all the time as a growing baby. My mum started to give me congee when I was 4 months as well. Congee is literally over boiled rice, so it is quite like mushy in texture. You can add as many ingredients you want in there, so from veg to meat or fish, basically whatever tickles your fancy. A firm Chinese favorite is to add some thinly sliced pork, throw a bone in there into the congee for some extra flavor. Add a bit of veg and finish it off with some dried scallop. Leave all the ingredients to boil until the rice and all the ingredients are all mushy, basically. That is like a real Chinese comfort food, and it is a real, like, just yeah, a comfort food that I think every single mother would give to their baby. Admittedly, we are not a massive meat-eating kind of family. We are more veg and fish-based. So I used to make more fish-based congee for both my daughters. For me, congee was a really good way to actually introduce them to texture, because if you blend everything up all the time, I find they always come out really fine. And if you overblend it, which happened to me quite a few times, then of course they will come out really smooth, like a smoothie. So the texture of the food is just completely lost. Babies are lazy with eating, and my theory is they have been drinking milk from day one, and milk is like liquid diet basically. So my logic to this is, if you don't introduce some sort of texture to them when they're young and when they start to eat, you know, when you are weaning them, it might take them a bit longer to get used to texture of food. So they then become lazy or fussy eaters. If you think about it, even as an adult, it is much easier to drink a milkshake than to actually eat and having to chew the food up to break it all up properly. I mean, I'm not saying leave like lumps and lumps of food in their bowl for them. But, you know, just don't be afraid to leave like some tiny little lumps in their food just so they learn to chew. Even they just got gum and don't actually have teeth. Like, you know, it is still good to just leave it in there so they kind of get the hang of it and they get the gist of it. And you know what? Both my girls actually quite enjoyed gumming their food, especially when they're teething, because it was quite a nice way for them to kind of like get rid of that itchiness, I think, in their gum. Well, that's how people describe it. It's like a really itchy feeling in their gum. So yeah, you know what? They both actually quite enjoyed just gumming their food, which is great for teething. But anyway, you know what? You are the parent, so take charge in what you feel your baby is capable of chewing and how lumpy the food should be. I have once witnessed a mum who was having an absolute nightmare time weaning her 16-month-old toddler. This mum started weaning at 6 months, which is of course the recommended time in the UK. I never used to understand why, because it sounds like she was doing all the right thing. Then once I was over at her home for afternoon tea, then I saw the problem. The toddler was eating fine, maybe a bit on the slow side, but that is to be expected because at 16 months old, you know, they don't have a full set of teeth. The mum was getting a bit impatient with the speed the toddler was eating. The toddler was getting frustrated and tired from eating. And there's nothing worse than a tired toddler. My God, there's just nothing worse. So anyway, if you think about it, you know, from a toddler's point of view, it is actually quite hard and tiring for them to chew with their tiny little mouth and their incomplete set of teeth. So instead of being persistent and helping the toddler to finish, you know, her food, this mom literally took whatever was on her plate and blended everything up. We had sandwiches for lunch. So yeah, this mom literally blended up all the sandwiches and fed her toddler with a spoon. Personally, I found that pretty gross. I mean, blended up sandwich. Are you kidding me? That's just awful. Would you eat that as an adult? I wouldn't. So why would you feed that to your child? I am a firm believer in treating your baby, or in this case, a toddler, like a little person, because they are. And don't let your child do something that you wouldn't do as a grown-up. They are just little human beings that, you know, don't really know how to communicate fully yet. That toddler, of course, ate the blended up sandwich absolutely fine because, let's face it, it was easy to eat, you know, no chewing required. Then I noticed a pattern every time I saw this mum. If we are out eating, no blender available. The toddler will kick off when it has had enough of eating and chewing the food and wants the food blended up. However, no blender because, of course, we are out. So the toddler would then have a tantrum over it. And then it was like a real battle for the mum. And then at home, the toddler will kick off also once it has had enough of chewing the food and, you know, just eating the food basically. Without challenging the toddler or even trying to encourage the toddler to eat, that mum will immediately blend the food up without question. I was sitting there thinking, I see the problem here. The toddler already knows that by throwing a tantrum, their food will get blended up immediately without question. So you know what? There was never any need for this toddler to try and waste the time to try and chew and eat the food. So you know what? I thought, clever little sod, obviously know how to play the system. This toddler was still having trouble until about 3 years old. I thought that was madness. By trouble, I mean it didn't like eating food unless it is blended or in some form of a smoother texture. Basically, doesn't like chewing. I think that is where this is going. It just didn't like chewing food much at all, which I feel it is a human necessity, you know, to be able to chew your food. The child also didn't really know how to use cutlery to eat. So the mum decided to solve this cutlery holding issue by, well, wait for this, okay? At every mealtime, as well as giving the toddler a bowl of blended up food that obviously she will eat, she will also give the toddler a bowl of non-blended up food to practice her cutlery skills with. Now, I am sure you can imagine what will happen next. Yes, that's right. The toddler gave zero shit about using cutlery, and instead it was all hands on deck playing with the non-blended food, throwing it on the floor, throwing it on the wall and on the ceiling and even on people sometimes. Basically, the toddler was playing with the food and doing everything and anything but actually trying to eat the non-blended food, and it wasn't using any form of spoon, fork, you know, any cutlery equipment to eat the food with. I am no expert, but I like to think that what this toddler, you know, is doing isn't okay. The mum used to actually moan to me about it quite a lot, and she actually used to ask me for advice. And to be quite honest with you, I didn't know how to tell her that, one, her toddler knows how to play her, knew the system, and know exactly what she was doing. And you know what? And her toddler is definitely winning. And two, she have single-handedly made her own child that way over time, but always at default just blend her food up when there was actually no need to do that. And three, she was forever offering her child the easiest way out. So why should they have to work harder, i.e. actually learn to chew their food properly? I mean, seriously, how the fuck do you tell a mum that without sounding like you're giving her an absolute bollocking or criticizing her method of doing things? You know, there's no nice way to deliver it, I feel. You know what? In the end, I just kept my mouth shut and I just said, oh, it must just be the phase that, you know, she's going through at the moment. Let me tell you now, yes, babies, toddlers, they all go through different phases. But when the phase lasts for like over 6 months, I think that is classed as setting in their way. It isn't a phase anymore. It was more like a routine has been formed. Once a routine has been formed, it is much harder to break. The best thing to do is to set out what you want the end result to be and work towards that. I.e., if you don't want your child to be eating blended up food at the age of three, then as a parent, you need to take charge and put a stop to it. Children are like a blank canvas, you know. You can teach them anything, and if you stick to it, they will learn that this is the way. Sticking to it, of course, is the hardest part of parenthood. And you know what? I actually felt I've learned a lot from this mum. Not from her method of weaning as such or anything like that, but it taught me what sort of mum I do not want to be. I bet you're all dying to know how this child gets on now with eating. Well, from my understanding, between the age of 3 to 5, this child often choke on their food. But chewing is now a thing. You know, she is able to eat. But bearing in mind, she is also approaching 7 years old. And yeah, so blended up food is no longer a thing. Like I was saying in the beginning of this podcast, my journey into weaning was relatively pain-free. All I did was make food that has some sort of texture within reason. Because when they are small, you can't expect them to be able to chew anything. And bearing in mind, most do not have many teeth. Try different types of food. So different flavors can also be introduced that way. Don't end up giving them just their favorite food. Otherwise, they're not getting a range of vitamins and nutrients. And they may become unwilling to try new things as well. Be patient with them because they will need to take their time to eat and always be as encouraging as you possibly can, even though really just want you to lose your shit. I think those are the key things that I did with both my daughters. With daughter number 2, I did start to wean her a little later at around 5 months. But again, that was down to her being premature. Otherwise, I would have been quite happy to wean her at 4 months as well. I really don't feel that weaning daughter number 1 at 4 months hindered her growth or done any damage to her so far. She is now a very healthy and happy 5-year-old with a great appetite for food. And ever since she was small, we have always encouraged her to try new things. And our motto is, if you don't try, you don't know, and you might be missing out on some really yummy food. With daughter number 2, despite I started weaning her later, she has taken to food like a duck swimming in water. I strongly believe she was even easier because she watches her big sister eat all the time from a very young age. She is always very eager to eat and wants to try whatever her big sister is eating. Since daughter number 1 got a good eating habit, daughter number two just follows, and it actually made their life so much easier as parents. You know what? Even now, I don't fully get the whole baby-led weaning thing. So, yeah, I don't know. My understanding is the parents let the baby explore their food by letting them feed themselves. Okay, here's my theory on this. I have seen quite a few of my mummy friends doing this whole baby-led weaning thing, and it baffles the bejesus out of me because I sit there and wonder how much of that food is actually going into that baby's mouth and into their tummy so that it actually fills them up. I mean, surely the idea of eating food is so it actually fills you up. Otherwise, what is the point? Most of the food seems to end up everywhere apart from in their mouth, and I just think, what a massive waste of food and the effort, you know, gone to make it. Anyway, so my husband and I thought, okay, we are not going to do this whole baby-led weaning method because we're just not comfortable with it at all. And what a mess. Think about all the time you will have to waste on cleaning the aftermaths of the mess, you know? And also, not to mention all the food that actually get wasted. And my husband is a strong believer in not wasting food. And you know what? I am actually fully on board with that as well. So we tweaked it a bit to what, you know, we feel comfortable and happy with. So we fed both our daughters until they were around 9 months. And then we tried something which actually worked for both our daughters. So what we used to do is we used to hold the spoon that we are feeding them with our thumb and index finger. And then we will hold out our little finger. So then they would learn to actually grab our little finger. And whenever they grab that little finger, we will move the spoon towards their mouth. And then over time, they then learn to grab our little finger and actually move, you know, our hand or the spoon towards their own mouth. I hope that makes sense, you know. But yeah, obviously in my head, that fully makes sense because that is exactly what I did. But anyway, by the time they were one, they were able to feed themselves with a spoon or a fork with obviously a bit of mess, but that is 100% to be expected. However, the mess was far less compared to what I have seen from other children who did baby-led weaning. Whenever we used to take them out, people would actually comment on what a clean and tidy eaters they are. And yeah, I guess, you know, they are, because we have never given them the opportunity to make a honking great big fucking mess, you know. Again, as an adult, we do not eat like that when we are at home or when we are out. So why let your children do that? Right, guys, so what is my conclusion to this? Was I just lucky that daughter number one was good with her eating? I don't know. Or was it because I started to wean her early so she got used to food much quicker? Again, I don't know. Or was it because I always made sure there was some sort of texture in her food? Again, I don't know. Both my girls are really clean, tidy eaters. And again, is that potluck? I like to think not. It took us a long time to teach them to eat and not just flick or throw the food everywhere. I like to think that is down to us, you know, teaching them as parents. But anyway, at the end of the day, I'm not here to say this is the way to do things, and I certainly do not have the answer for you, unfortunately. But all I am saying is those methods that I mentioned in this podcast, they worked for me. So if you want to give it a try, then obviously please do. And I am not saying this is the way to do things. If you are struggling, keep trying different combinations and keep looking for other ways to do things. And you know what? Food, I think it is one of those things where you can be a bit experimental because there are so many ways to cook things and the combination is actually almost endless. When I was researching about weaning, I remember I read that babies need to try things at least 20 times before they can decide whether they like it or not. Again, I think that is another prime example in parenthood where you need to be persistent and patient. Try not to lose your shit. good luck with your weaning journey in whichever way you choose to do it. I hope you all enjoyed listening to this podcast. I hope you will all tune in again. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe, follow me on social media, or share it with anyone you think will find it helpful. A podcast will be live every 2 weeks. Thank you for your time, and thank you for listening to Absolute Parenting, the shit no one tells you.